Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, to bring you his words, nothing but the truth. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us this opportunity to bring you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's tuning in this day. Truly, there's no doubt in my mind that the only reason why you're tuning in, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. However, who is this Elohim that I speak of? And who is this Yah that I speak of that I will bring to you his words? Well, this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know of, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our lawgiver. He's our Savior and only Savior. He's our judge. He's our King. And he is the creator of all spirits. And I praise the mighty Yah this day and every day that he will bless us and shine and extend his mercy unto us, that he allowed us to take his word, put it in our heart and mouth, and speak them to you. So once again, I praise the mighty Yah. I want to, before we get into our lesson today, for we have a great lesson prepared for you for the whole week, I want to remind everyone to visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org. worldgatheringyisrael.org, and get our conference information. And yes, we have a conference called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High that we have been holding three times a year since 1994. Bring in various leaders, Israelites, congregations, and either other religious teachers together to discuss the word of Yah and to discuss our differences that we have with one another and why is it important for us to do such a thing. For the Creator said there's only one law. There's only one way. He has one ordinance for the homeborn and the stranger. And if this is true, what I'm saying, and I know that it is, then we should not have all the various differences among our people, nor should we have all the various religious strife that we have in the world. Today we have various people fighting over religious shrines, religious orders, religious teachings, and it's really only one way, one truth, one law, one ordinance. And all this was given from the one Elohim, the one Yah, the one Father, the one Creator. So, really, there is no reason to hope between two opinions. And the only reason that we hoped between two opinions is because we choose to and we want to. But if your desire is to be one with Yah under the one law, keeping one way, one ordinance, to be one people, then join us. Join us at our conference. which will be held this winter in Memphis, Tennessee, November the 23rd through the 26th, 2017. And we have various subjects that we will be discussing to make sure that we see eye to eye. For instance, what is Jacob's trouble? Oftentimes our people get Jacob's trouble and world trouble confused. These are two different things altogether. But nevertheless, what is Jacob's trouble? Number two, what is the day of Yah? Is the day of Yah just one day? Have the day of Yah been before? Has the day of Yah been now? Will the day of Yah be in the future? What is the day of Yah? Another question that we will explore is what is a saint according to the scriptures? We see a lot of people that carry the title saint, Saint Jerome, Saint Augustine, saint this, saint that. So what is a saint? And we will explore it, and we will talk about it. Another question that we also will explore is how will Yah people be gathered? Will it be Yahweh's servant who gathers his people? Or will it be Yahweh himself? What do we mean by that? Oftentimes people will tell you, well, I'm just waiting on Yah. I'm just waiting on Yah. And this is a good thing to wait on Yah. But you know the old saying that Yah work in peculiar ways. While you waiting on Yah, helicopter might fly over to look for you, but you tell them, I'm waiting on Yah. Then a boat will pass by looking for you, and you say, well, I'm waiting on Yah. And then you have people drop out of the sky and try to save you, and you say, well, I'm waiting on Yah. But little do people know, Yah always use various different instruments to not only teach, not only to deliver a message, but also to save. And we're going to explore. How will the children of Israel be gathered together? Since the 12 tribes of Israel are gathered or are scattered all over the earth, will it be a servant or will it be Yah himself? So these things we will explore. This week, we're going to bring to you something also very peculiar, and it's called Yah's Seven Wonders. Yah's Seven Wonders. And it's very, very important that you know Yah's Seven Wonders. Matter of fact, it's important that you know what a wonder is according to the scriptures. And you're going to see what a wonder is. So you'll know that when you see certain things, you will be able to identify and exalt the Most High. And there's a lot of things, because of the lack of knowledge we have, we don't exalt the Most High. as high as he deserved. So we're going to talk about Yah's seven wonders. Today, I'm going to talk about his first one, since it's seven. The very first wonder of Yah. He's not first. It is not first because it was the first thing done. That's not why it is first. It is first because it represents something that Yah did first. And I'm going to show you what Yah did first so you can understand why this is one of his wonders. And not just as a wonder, but the very first wonder of Yah. Of course, as you know, according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the Creator said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And he saw that the light was good. And Elohim separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day. And the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, one day. So what happens is, the Almighty, when he ushered in this light on the first day, there were many other things that he would usher in. And let me show you the one thing that Yahweh seen above all things that he would usher in. And why? Because you're going to see how this represents the greatest thing that you can possess. And think about that. Think about the greatest thing you can possess. I know some people saying, well, wisdom. Some people saying understanding. Some people say the greatest thing you can possess is wisdom and understanding. Some say the greatest thing you can possess is knowledge. Well, I'm going to show you the greatest thing that one can possess. And then you're going to understand why this wonder is so great. To show you this, let me first show you what a wonder is. And while we're talking about, and while we will be discussing Yah's seven wonders. Subject like this don't even sound like we're going to be talking about the law. But watch what you learn today. In the book of 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, this is what the scripture says. And I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse so you can understand what this is saying. 1 Chronicles 16 and 7. Then on that day, David delivered first this song to thank Yah into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto Yah. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. And watch what it says. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. And how many people you know singing to the Most High? How many people do you know sing songs unto the Most High? And then, thirdly, how many people do you know talk ye of all his wondrous works? In other words, Again, our subject this whole week is going to be discussing Yah's seven wonders. Because these wonders are works that Yah had done that the people need to know about. As a matter of fact, the wonders are so great that the word wonder in of itself means miracle. And what's a miracle? A miracle is something that Yah would do, and oftentimes you'll never see it again. It's a miracle. It's something that no man can do. And it's something no man ever done. And it's something only Yah himself can get credit for. But the question is, because you know that part, but the question is, where are the songs and the singing and the talk of these wondrous works of Yah? Watch what it says. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yah. Seek Yah and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Yaakov, his chosen ones. See, we are the chosen ones of Yah. We are his servant. We are the children of Yaakov. So there's a lot of things we should be talking about. And to be quite frank, we don't have no time to fight and debate, because there's too many wondrous things that we can just be glorying in Yah about and letting the people know. And we're going to talk about these wonders. Again, look what it says about the wonders of Yah in the book of Psalm 119. In the book of Psalms 119, this is what it says in the 17th and 18th verse. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. In other words, our people knew, if they wanted to see any type of wonder, they were not like other people. Our people were not like the nations and the heathens. The great wonders of the nations is a park, Grand Canyon, tall buildings and statues, various lakes and streams, and in other words, a bunch of things that will soon be destroyed. But Yahweh's law will never be destroyed. He said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Because Yahweh's law in of itself, Yahweh's word, is a miracle in of itself. Because Yahweh's word produces miracles. And you're going to see some of the miracles that Yahweh's word have produced. This is another scripture. In the book Psalm 77, still be speaking of, what is a wonder? Well, wonder is something set apart. It's something that is different, unique. It's a miracle. Watch what it says in Psalm 77. And I'm going to start reading at the 11th verse. It said, I will remember the works of Yah. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And this is what I want to emphasize, this thing, because you want to hear teachers talking about the wonders of Yah. You don't got time to hear them talking about other people and other things. Let's hear about his great wonders, that he might be exalted to the highest. Why do you think he's called the Most High? Because of the great miracles and wonders only he and he himself can do. It says, thy ways, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great Elohim as our Elohim? And why the sanctuary? Because this is where you're supposed to hear about his works. This is where the talk should take place. Thou art the Elohim that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. And this is what we're trying and will declare to you. Yahweh's wondrous works. And what is this? First, number one, work that he would do. Well, let me show you one of Yahweh's greatest works. And then after I show you one of his greatest works, then, out of all his creations, out of all of them, and you know Yahweh created everything in 6 days, and then the 7th day, he rested. So it's not hard to look to see Yahweh's greatest work. His greatest work, he actually did it last. And let me show you this in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and watch what it says in the 26th verse. And the scripture says, and Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In other words, Yahweh's greatest creation is making something after his own image and after his own likeness. How can anything else be compared to what Yahweh, that's like Yahweh taking a picture of himself. You think anything will be greater than that picture? No. Yahweh made man in his image and his likeness. And then after he did it, he gave man dominion over everything in the earth and the sea and the air. Watch what it says. 28 verse. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. And what do the word dominion mean? Dominion means to rule. It means to govern. And had dominion over the fish of the sea. Why the fish of the sea? Because man was made after the image and the likeness of Yah. And why the fowl of the air? They wasn't made after the image of Yah. Yah is no bird. Yah is no eagle. Yah is don't look like a bird. And why over every living thing that moves upon the earth? I don't care what type of animal, what type of bug, what type of flower, what type of tree, what type of plant. It cannot compare to what Yahweh would do for himself. And that was man. You see how great Yahweh is and how wondrous he is? How could we even know this if we didn't have the word of Yah? If we didn't have the word of Yah, we would think we just came by the way of a Big Bang theory. And what's a Big Bang theory? Well, it's a theory. It's a guess. I don't know. I guess it was a Big Bang. It's just a theory. And what's made after a Big Bang theory? Well, nothing. But Yahweh made man. Now can you see the wondrous things that you will find in Yahweh's law? But amongst the men, because we're talking about Yah's seven wonders. And again, what's a wonder? A wonder is a miracle. A wonder is a something so unique and different and set apart that Yahweh himself set this thing apart. And since he made man in his own image and made man in his own likeness, then what will be Yah's number one wonder amongst man? Well, let me show you. You will read this in the book of Psalms 89. And again, I just want you to understand, we're talking about the wondrous works of Yah. And Yah told us to talk of his wondrous works. Do you know them? Do you know what they are? Do you know how wonderful Yah is? And how you should be marveled at the wonders, the goodness, the mercy, the kindness, the greatness, the highness of Yah. Look what his first great wonder is. Not because it come first. I mean, it happened first. Not because it's the first thing you're going to read. It is number one. Well, I'm going to show you that. But let me show you the wonder in Psalms 89. And watch what it says. And we're going to start at the 19th verse. Then thou speaking in vision to thy Holy One and said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. I told you this is just, see, these miracles, they generally come in ones, not twos, not threes, not fours, but ones. I've laid help upon one that is mighty. Well, let me start that over. Thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Now watch this 27th verse. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher kings of the earth. So what is this saying? I'm just curious to know, do you understand what we just read? First of all, Yahweh's greatest creation is man. Because this is the only thing he made after his own image and after his own likeness in the earth. There's no greater thing than man. Why do you think Yahweh made man? It's like a man on the earth, the one thing a man wants, the one thing a strong man wants, the one thing a righteous man wants, the one thing an Elohimly fearing man wants is a son. A son that can carry on his name. And Yahweh, and the only reason a man want that is because Yahweh wanted a man, a son, that would carry on his name. And there is nothing higher, and there is no one higher than a king. And not only a king, but Yahweh called David his firstborn king. Now, who's higher than a firstborn king that Yahweh himself chose? Well, nobody. This is the highest you can get on earth. And you might ask yourself, well, what? How do that make him a miracle? How do that make him a wonder? Well, you must not know David. And let me introduce you to David. And let me show you what was so great about David. Well, the first thing you want to know about him is this. It's in the book of Isaiah. just to show you this. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And yes, King David is Yah's first and number one miracle. Not because he did this first. That's not the reason why number one. You're going to see why he's Yah's first wonder. Watch what the Creator said about this King David in Isaiah the 9th chapter, the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And watch his, watch the first thing Yahweh said he was going to be called. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Well, what is wonderful? What is a wonder? Well, wonderful, this wonderful, because there's different words for wonderful, but they all mean the same thing. They all mean a miracle. Something peculiar, something unique, something set apart. This wonderful comes from the Hebrew word Pele. Because this birth and this man will be just that. A miracle. A miracle child. A wonder in the earth. Watch what he's going to be called. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, which comes from the Hebrew word Etzot. Or Asaf. Not Asaf. Pele Etzot. The mighty Elohim. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. And this is how you know it's talking about David. Of the increase of his government, and peace shall there be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Who kingdom? David. To order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of Yah of hosts will perform this. And why him? Because he's the only one that can perform miracles and wonders. Why do you think his name will be called Wonderful? Because he is Yah's first wonder. And first, why? Because he will be his firstborn king. And who's higher than a king other than Yah? And maybe you don't, you're really still not sure. And maybe you don't understand why would Yahweh do miracles with such a man? And what is it about this man that would even make him a miracle? Well, let me show you. Since his name is going to be called Wonderful, watch what the Creator said. Why this child, this man, and this David, and this king is his wonder. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, watch what the Creator had to say about this wonder. And I may add, y'all got seven wonders that we're going to bring to you. And I can assure you, when we finish, you're going to understand, you're going to know that we're telling you the truth. But then you're going to understand, what do this have to do with the law? See, everything we teach is all predicated on the law. And this is, and you're going to know why you should be talking of Yahweh's wondrous works. Because the only place you're going to see these great wonders is in Yahweh's law. As soon as you close the book of the law, then you close in all of Yahweh's wondrous work. And watch what it says. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Yahweh, thy Elohim, which he have commanded thee. For now, would Yahweh have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." See, when Yahweh make a promise, Yahweh mean it. But most promises that Yahweh made, they're predicated on conditions. If you do such and such and such, then I will do such and such and such. And it's very seldom, and I mean very seldom, where Yahweh will make a promise and it's not based on no conditions. In other words, regardless of what happens, Yahweh will keep that promise. Watch what it says. "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh have sought a man, sought him a man, after his own heart. And Yahweh have commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yahweh commanded thee." In other words, brothers and sisters, Yahweh said he sought a man after his own heart. In other words, when you seek something, and you're going to understand this, when you seek something, you're actually looking for something. You're searching something out. You're trying to find something. That's why the Creator said, if you seek me with all your heart and with all your soul, you shall find me. And Yahweh wants you to search him out. He wants you to try to find him. He wants you to look for him. Well, Yahweh looked for a man after his own heart. And ain't that a deep thing? Don't Yahweh know he could never find nobody after his own heart? Who in the world could Yahweh find that would satisfy his heart, his own heart? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Who can satisfy Yahweh's heart? And this only can mean that if Yahweh can find such a man that will satisfy his own heart, this can only mean one thing and one thing only, that this is a miracle, that this is a wonder, that this thing is unique and peculiar. And let me say this. Do you know, because I said this at the beginning of our program, the greatest thing that a man could possess the greatest is a certain type of heart. And I'm going to show you that type of heart. There's nothing greater that you can possess than a certain type of heart. And watch what the Creator said in the book of 1 Samuel 16. Because Yahweh saw the man after his own heart, and Yahweh actually found one. In the book of 1 Samuel 16. And I may add, his name is not Christ. Watch what it says. In the book of 1 Samuel 16, first verse. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and gold, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I'm come to sacrifice to Yah, and call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee what thou should do. And thou should anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully. I am come to sacrifice unto Yah. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yah's anointed is before him. But Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I've refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart. And this is what I want you to know. This is why this is a miracle. This is why this is a wonder. Because the one thing, the very thing, the most important thing that Yahweh look at, Yahweh found in a man. And this is how I know that oftentimes people become very judgmental and they look at one another. And they'll judge one another, and they'll call people arrogant. They say, you arrogant, you prideful, you this, you that. Well, how you know all these things? Yahweh said he don't see as man do. He said man look at on the outward appearance. And that's what man do. Man look on the outward appearance, yeah, you full of pride. Man will look on the outer appearance and say, You arrogant. But not Yahweh. Yahweh looketh on the heart. Now, how many men do you know can look on the heart? Look, Samuel wasn't able to do it. And Samuel is the one who was sent to anoint Yahweh's king. And watch what it says. A verse. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither have Yahweh chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither have Yahweh chosen this. And again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Yahweh have not chosen these. Surely it will be the seventh son it seems as though the seventh son will be complete, will be perfect. But it wasn't the seventh son of Jesse. 11th verse. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come here. And he said, and he sent, and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, goodly to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him. Is he? Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointing him in the midst of his brethren, and the spirit of Yah came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. So in other words, Yahweh's great wonder. A man that was called wonderful. And I may add, the word wonder and wonderful are the same exact words in Hebrew. Same exact words. He was a miracle child. His name was miracle or wonder. He was Yahweh's firstborn king above all the kings on the earth. This is why this man is number one. Who else could be above the king? And who else can be above one that Yahweh himself chose from his own heart? You going to put somebody before what Yahweh will even choose from his own heart? Yahweh said he sought a man after his own heart. This man was so great that Yahweh chose after his own heart that he will make the firstborn king higher than all kings. That Yahweh himself would even name him wonderful. Look what Yahweh would do with such a man in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. In all the scriptures, in all the scriptures, this is what I found. As I told you, and as I've been bringing to you these many truths, that Yah told us to seek him. And if we seek him, we shall find him. And there's only one other person that Yahweh told us to seek. And I couldn't even believe it with my own eyes. Because why would Yahweh want you to see anything else other than him? And let me show you the only thing in the whole entire scriptures that Yahweh told us to seek other than him. And you'll read it in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. And watch what it says in the fourth and fifth verse. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, and without a terebinth. And we have none of those things today. These things are absent from us today. Why do you think we don't know who we are? We got people going around saying they the bloodline of Levi. Well, how do you know you the bloodline of Levi? Because you took a test? No. Brothers and sisters, let me just tell you the truth. The only one know Levi is Yahweh. The only one that know Yehuda is Yahweh. And the only one know all 12 tribes of Israel is Yahweh. And trust me, if the children of Israel knew who they were today, we wouldn't be as destroyed as we are. Look what it says. The fifth verse. Afterwards, after we abide all these days, many days, without these things, shall the children of Israel return. Return to who? Yah. And seek Yah their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the last days. You reading what I'm reading? Here, Yahweh said, not only are we going to seek him, but we're going to seek David. And why would you seek David? And what do the word seek mean anyway? Well, the word seek means to look for, to find out, to search for. And who's seeking and searching and looking for David? Very few. Most people tell you, well, we won't know who David is till we get home. So it ain't no sense of looking for him. Because we don't, that's going to happen when we get home. Well, who's going to look for David when they get home? They home. What's the sense of looking for him then? You home. Then some people, they not looking for David at all. They say they looking for Christ. Or Haile Selassie to return. Or Muhammad to return. No. Yahweh said David. That's who you should look for. That's who you should seek. That's who you should be trying to find. And why? Because Yahweh will work wonders with him. And why? Because he is the firstborn king. And why? Because this is a man after Yahweh's own heart. And do you realize the greatest thing a man can possess is a certain type of heart? The heart is the center of all being. The heart is what think and breathe and do the things that help you be and do all the things you do and everything you want to be. Yes, it all start and end with the heart. I know what your enemies told you. They told you it's the brain. Have you ever seen a man brain dead but still alive? Sure you have. But have you ever seen a man whose heart stopped beating but their brain is still working? Haven't. Because once the heart goes, so do life. There's nothing greater that you can possess than your heart. And Yahweh saw a man after his own heart, and his name was David. And if you don't know the stories of David, you got to read it. You got to read about this man and what type of heart he had. Yahweh said he had a perfect heart. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. And I always was curious, why so many people hate this man? And I was always curious, why do they hate this man so much? And this man had a perfect heart. As a matter of fact, everybody after him, Yahweh, will compare them to David. In the book of 1 Kings 11 chapter, watch what it says. Very first verse. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, the women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites. My people, our people love some Edomites. Zidonians and Hittites. And yes, these were all strange women. Other nations concerning which Yah said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after other deities, their deities. And Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. Because the very one thing that you should be guarding above all things is your heart. Why? Because the Creator said the heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? So the heart is terrible if you don't guard it. But if you guard it, then it can be something great and wondrous. And watch what it says. The fourth verse. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other deities, and his heart was not perfect with Yah his Elohim, as was the heart of David his father. Because David's heart was perfect with Yah. Even all the people like Asa and Jehoshaphat and other various kings whose heart was perfect. But the scripture always lets you know, even though their heart was perfect, their heart still was not perfect like the heart of David. And the greatest thing that you can possess, it's a perfect heart. Why you think Yahweh saw the man after his own heart? You think he was going to find someone who had an imperfect heart? No. He found the man with the perfect heart. Why you think it's called a miracle? Watch this in the book of 1 Kings, the 9th chapter. And what are we discussing? We're talking about Yah's seven wonders. And this is wonder number one. See, with the nations, their great wonders are parks and lakes and streams and rivers and the great mountains and the great canyon. And the great waters and streams of Alaska, and the great empires, and the buildings that they build, like Trump Tower. This is their wonders. All you gotta do is Google their wonders. But Yahweh's greatest wonder is not a city, is not a building, is not a roof. It's not a river or a lake. Yahweh's greatest wonder is what he made after his own image and after his own likeness. And Yahweh wanted man after his own heart. And this man after his own heart, he was not going to make him a servant of a priest. He was not going to make him a servant of a prophet. He was not about to make him a servant of anybody but himself, because this man was a man after his own heart. And you know what he did? He made him his firstborn king, higher than all the kings of the earth. And who's higher than a king? No one. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings, the 9th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 3rd verse. Let me start at the 2nd verse. No, the 3rd verse. And Yahweh said unto him, I've heard thy prayer, speaking of Solomon, and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. And I've hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart. You hear what Yahweh said? My eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually, meaning forever. And if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked, in the integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. You see, Yahweh will have a house built. Now, who had it in their heart for Yahweh to have a house? Well, let me tell you who that was. His name was David. And where did Yahweh think to put the house where it would bear his name? What? In Jerusalem, where the tribe of Yehuda dwelt. And what tribe did David come from? The tribe of Yehuda. And Yahweh said his eyes and his heart will be there perpetually. And why? Because that's where Yahweh was set on a throne that he built, a son that he sought after his own heart. Why do you think he said his heart was going to be there perpetually? And how long did Yahweh say this man that he sought after his own heart? How long did Yahweh say his throne will be? Well, he said his throne will be forever. In other words, do you realize in the scriptures, the only throne that had a name in the whole entire scriptures, it was called the throne of David. Not the throne of Christ or anybody, just the throne of David. And everybody had to sit on his throne. Everybody after him. Because there's only one person that sat on the throne and it didn't have a name. But then after David, it only had one name. And it was called the throne of David. Even after he died, it was still called the throne of David. And this man had the highest integrity of heart and an uprightness. And this is where it's supposed to lie. See, you can be perfect, but Yahweh always saw the man after his own heart. Yahweh wanted your heart to be perfect. I still don't believe that you really understand how great this man is and who he really is. Well, go to the book of Isaiah again, Isaiah the 11th chapter. Because what are we discussing? We're discussing Yahweh's seven wonders. See, everybody else, all the other nations, their great wonders are monuments or rivers or lakes and buildings and railroads. And but Yahweh's great wonders is his servants. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, starting at the very first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Well, who is that? And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And who is that? The only reason Jesse mentioned in the whole entire book is because Yahweh sought a man after his own heart, and this man he sought after his own heart was a son of Jesse. Now watch what it says. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. And watch what it says. The spirit of wisdom, one. The spirit of understanding, two. The spirit of counsel and might, three and four. The spirit of the knowledge and the fear of Yah, five, six. And shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of Yah. Do you see? Yahweh had seven different spirits that would come upon one man. If seven don't make you complete, I don't know what will. Seven represents completeness. It represents, oh, that's done. That's finished. That's complete. It represents rest, blessed, and sanctified. And all these things will come upon one man. And it will come upon him to the extent. Watch what it says in the third verse. And now, look, let me count them again because I counted them wrong. The spirit of Yah, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of Yah. Seven spirits. And watch what they will do. Third verse. And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. And of course, that's what Yahweh say man do. Man judge the outer parts. You arrogant. You full of pride. You this, you that. But Yahweh, he don't judge like that. He judge the inward parts. And he's saying his servant, the branch, the root of Jesse, will judge differently also. Watch what it says. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reigns. Yeah, this is the type of person, man, that we're speaking about. Watch what it says. 10th verse. In that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the nation see, the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be glorious. Didn't I tell you there was only one person other than Yahweh himself that he said the people would seek? And what do it mean to seek? It means to look for, to search out, to try to find. And when the nations seek him, it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. My goodness, my brothers and sisters, do you see the miracles I see that Yahweh will use? A man that he saw after his own heart to recover the remnant of his people? Now can you see why this is the first wonder? Now can you see why he's above everything and everyone in the earth? I know Abraham is great, and Isaac is great, and Jacob is great, and Noah is great, and Moses is great, and all the various patriarchs is great, and Daniel is great, and Job is great, and all these people are great, but David is number one in Yahweh's book, not in mine. And maybe not in yours. But in Yahweh's book, David is one. And if you still don't believe that he's Yahweh's great wonder, which simply means his great miracle, something peculiar, set apart, unique, and there's nothing like it in the earth, well, watch what Yahweh says in the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. In the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, watch what Yahweh would do to show you his great miracles. Now, don't you see why we talk of Yahweh's wondrous work? This is beautiful. This is wonderful. This is a miracle that Yahweh will do. Man, I love Yahweh. Look at these wonders. Look what he said. 7th verse, Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Yah also shall say the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And you got to see this 8th verse. I may add, David was Jesse's 8th son. And if you've been listening to me and following our teachings, 8 represents what? Represents one. And David was the 8th son. No wonder he's the firstborn king. No wonder his name is called Wonderful. And he's the first wonder. No wonder he is the only one that Yahweh said, other than himself, you can seek, or you should seek, and the nations will seek. No wonder Yahweh said he is the one chosen out of the people, the one that was mighty, the one that was anointed. No wonder Yahweh said he was the one shepherd, the one king, the one prince. And not only that, Yahweh said this in the 8th chapter of Zechariah the 12th. I'm sorry, Zechariah the 12th chapter, the 8th verse. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And you know what type of warrior David was. And watch this. And the house of David shall be as Elohim. And as in your book, the house of David shall be as a God, as the angel of Yahweh before them. In other words, the house of David, according to the scriptures, will be like angels. Can you get any higher than that? Higher than an angel is Yahweh himself. And they will be like the angels. David's house. In the last scripture that I want you to see, and you won't see it with nobody else, because brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. The only reason I'm able to stand before you and show you these truths is because of Yahweh's mercy. The only reason you and I woke up this morning is because of Yahweh's mercy. The only reason we're here to this night is because of Yahweh's mercy. But watch what Yahweh say about this first wonder in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Last scripture I want you to see, because you will not read this about nobody else. And why? Because he's a wonder. And why? Because he's Yah's first wonder. And why? Because there is no one higher than this wonder. And watch what it says. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that have no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. What are we listening for? And what is going to cause our soul to live? Watch what it says. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David. In other words, David is that merciful that David himself got mercies that Yahweh would allow us to be a part of, to live? And the answer is yes. I thought all we needed was Yahweh's mercy. But Yahweh said, if you incline your ear and your soul come to me, it shall live. And he will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Yes, this is Yahweh's first and number one wonder. Because there is no greater wonder, there is no greater miracle that Yahweh has given his people in the world than a man after his own heart. Do you realize what this means? This means if we want to know how to serve Yahweh with a perfect heart, if we want to know how to serve Yahweh and walk in the integrity of our heart and in uprightness, Yahweh provided us a man after his own heart. All we have to do is incline our ear and hear, and our soul shall live. Until tomorrow, continue on Yah's seven wonders. Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yahdu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your way.